The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. This is Tracy Thompson, and I am here today with the amazing, incomparable, talented Kayla Irby. Say hi, Kayla.
Hello, everyone.
Kayla and I are going to have a great time today. She's one of our amazing next level clients, and she's had quite the journey, quite the story, and I can't wait to share that with you. Before we dive into all that juicy good stuff, I'm going to give a little bit of background here. Kayla started Shine Bright Maids in June 2012. That was a little bit ago. We're coming up on almost 10 years, huh?
Yes, almost 10 years. And I actually started when I was 16.
Wow.
Yes. And I didn't know it was going to be a business at first. I just did it as like an after school thing that my mom gave me the idea. And then it kept going. So
wow, that's amazing. I really, truly, I've had the honor of hearing your story, and just absolutely amazing. Starting at 16, how incredible is that? The entrepreneur at such a young age. And your slogan is taking stress out of homes and keeping them healthy. I love that.
Yes.
That's amazing. And
again, when I first started at 16, I just loved to clean. But now that I have a 2-year-old son and another one on the way, I realize like having a clean home keeps your brain and your life just, it feels so much more happy. So I want to give that to other families as well.
I love that. And you know, all of us out there, all of you out there, Clean Nation women, that you may be listening and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm telling you what, it's funny. A lot of the cleaning company owners themselves say, gosh, you know, I don't even clean my own home, but I love to have it cleaned for me. And so there's something about that, isn't there? There's something about coming home to a clean house that just, oh, everything.
It is so different. It's a whole nother perspective. It's amazing.
So Kayla, for the benefit of our Clean Nation amazing audience out there, give us a little, just a couple minutes backstory. You started at 16. Tell us about how you evolved the business up until the point where you met us.
Yeah. So when I first got started, I think I was 2 years in when I was like, I want to hire people because I love serving our clients. I'm not going to go to college because I can't tell the current ones that I have that I'm not going to do it anymore. So I kept on hiring, had a little bit of struggles at the beginning because I was so young in my mental state. I told myself, oh, they're not going to want to work for me. I'm too young, blah, blah, blah. So I built it up to about a team of 18 when I joined this program. And I actually did not intentionally join the program. Someone had messaged me, hey, are you interested? And I was like, sure. I didn't feel like I had any room that I needed to grow, especially on mindset. I was like, oh no, I'm positive. Like I got this. It's fine. And then I joined and I realized there was some mindset, especially on employees that I didn't realize that I had. Mm-hmm. And one of them was people don't want to work, which is not true. And that hiring has to be hard. It does not have to be hard. And actually our hiring system now that we've learned with the program, it's fun. Like I look forward to it. And I know my team does too, because we're not falling behind and wondering how many we're going to have tomorrow or if we're going to have our schedules covered. We're always covered. We don't have to cancel on clients anymore. And it's just so much more smooth. And the coaching on building your team, like company parties and having fun, night and day difference. And now I have fun with my team and it's not like, oh, I have to be separate from them or anything like that. It's like one big family.
I love that. So around here, we call that building culture, right? Around core values. And I know for you, when you came in, you already had a really great business. It wasn't like, you know, some people come to us and they're in different phases and different stages. You already had a really robust business. But I love that you shared that key point. This is so important for everyone listening out there, whether you're just starting or you're further down the line and have had a business for a while, there's always a next level of mindset, of the way that you view your business, the way you view yourself in the business as a leader. I know some of those shifts for you were profound in how you were able to grow afterwards. You mentioned one of them, and that's in a team building and hiring the right people. Maybe you can share with Clean Nation one of those maybe surprise distinctions, something that you didn't expect, but once you realize, you were like, oh, I get it. Tell us about that.
I was scared that people weren't going to show up. So then in one of the coachings, it was like, if one person shows up, people will start to come. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take that advice. And the first we had like five people show up and I wasn't disappointed. I'm like, I'm going to have fun. And the next month we're going to have even more people come. And it's been doubling every time. And now we have the point of where our team is bringing their boyfriends, husbands, kids, and again, just making it a part of like a family, which feels so nice.
I love that. So you're referring specifically to team building and culture building and having fun inside your business. You know, for some, Kayla, that's a foreign concept. Having fun. Oh, you're like, what? You mean I can make money, make profit. That's even better. And have fun. Holy moly. What an idea.
We've had other companies. We have Amazon here and they were paying so much more and people were thinking about leaving. They went interviewed and everything. And they're like, you know what? That extra pay is not worth it. This is where I feel safe. I feel like we're having fun and I don't want to leave this environment. So that's something I heard actually in the last 6 months. And I was like, wow, like the environment is so important. It's so much more than just money.
So important. That you're absolutely right. And we talk a lot about core values around here. Can you share with everyone what your core values are? I'd love to hear that.
Yes. Have fun, be real, help out and serve others.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And when you're hiring, for example, we talked about the hiring aspect. A lot of people right now out there in Clean Nation are having a really hard time with hiring. What piece of advice would you give to Clean Nation out there if they're out there saying, okay, I just am banging my head against the wall. Nobody's showing up. I can't seem to hire people. What would you say is maybe not so intuitive, something you've learned that would help everyone out here?
I share our photos from our team parties on our Facebook and Instagram page. Ooh. And a lot of the times I get feedback from people we interview that they stalk those social media and they see that we're not just saying in our ad, like, oh, we have fun. Here's what you're going to get. They're seeing it. And they're like, I want to be a part of that. So I would share those parties or successes that your team has throughout the week and just be you. There's a lot of salesy stuff, I feel like, on social media that people focus on. I just be you. And the clients love it too.
And you know what? That ties right into be real, right? It's like, I think you're so right. You hit on something really key here, Kayla. I think a lot of business owners think, oh, I got to have the polished professional stock photos, you know, the ones of the models, you know, like cleaning and pretending like they're having a good time, but they're really paid models. instead of having your authentic culture shine through. And I love that little, and hopefully Clean Nation, you wrote that down. Be authentic, but be visible, put yourself out there, take authentic pictures or have your people take pictures. If you're throwing a party, take authentic, real selfie style, not pro, like everybody, okay, put on a fake smile, really, truly be themselves. That's so key because the truth is people still buy from people, don't they, Kayla?
It's so true. And I noticed I love following influencers. And especially being a woman, I love those influencers that are just real about everything. Nobody's perfect. Your body's not perfect, blah, blah, blah. So I took that model and put it into our business. Like one of our pictures we posted, the girl's on the floor laughing at one of the parties. Like it's just so goofy. It's real.
But you know what? People relate to that and they don't feel like this is some uptight, militant, you know, get in there and because, you know, cleaning, if you're hiring cleaners, the truth is cleaning is not an easy job. It's hard on, you know, physically it's labor. And if they're not having fun working with you and working for you, then they're not going to stay. They may not even come to begin with. So, wow, what a great gold nugget there for Clean Nation. Okay. So maybe you can share one of the biggest changes that you made, right? Mm-hmm. That I know, for example, I know you've grown recently in some very distinct ways that I think a lot of people would benefit from. One I know in particular is more internal, yes. But just making sure that you have smooth systems for everything, for onboarding new clients, for making sure they are sticky. That's the way we call it. Make sure they stick, and onboarding new employees. Maybe you can give us a little insight, some other gold nuggets about how you've done that.
With the clients as well, core values. We've just made sure that they're a good fit for us and we're a good fit for them. And we do have a sales girl. And yesterday I was telling her, if they don't sign up with us, I'm happy for them. Like, I don't want to work with people that aren't going to love our service. If we're not a good fit, we are not a good fit. There is no hard feelings. And internally, that's something I've really taken away in the last year, is it's not personal. If we get a bad review, something bad happens, how are we going to fix it? What are we going to do so we don't have it happen again, or we can better it the next time?
Love that. And that's such a mindset thing. I know it doesn't seem like it on the surface, everybody out there, but trust me, every system, mm-hmm. everything that you change in your business had to start with your shift in your mindset first, and then make the changes. So what you just said is so key. You said, I stopped taking it personally. It's not personal, right? When something is going not the way you want it to inside the business, if you lose a client or lose clients, if you don't sign up clients, it's not personal. I love that. That's so, so, so important. And then you said something else that was really good. And I want everyone to hear this too. So I want to pull this out a little bit. You don't take everybody with a check. You don't just take somebody because they say they want to pay you. They have to be a good core values match, because guess what? If you hire great people, for example, you got these fun, amazing new cleaners and employees, the last thing you want to do is send them out to some jerk client.
Right? It's so true, and it's happened. And then we're like, we feel more bad for our team because they clean 5 houses a week. Yes. And then they have one bad client. It is so toxic.
Oh, so bad. And isn't it interesting how we don't think of that? We think about our employees and we want them to be quality, and we're so focused on that side of it. It doesn't occur to us a lot of the times that just because someone's willing to pay you money does not make them a good client, a good fit. It's kind of that bad apple syndrome, right? All it takes is a couple, and yeah.
Wow. And it also helped us and me, our prices are our prices. This is how we run, and we hope you love it. It's going to keep your home clean. We're going to be organized. It's our promise and our guarantee that we're going to show up and do a great job. If you don't like our systems, why are you fighting me on my systems? Like, there's so many other companies out there. Like, you go to them then if you don't like what we're offering. And that's
yes.
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to ask you a question. This is something that I think a lot of people out there who are trying to move up and out of like the solo cleaner, or they're still in the field cleaning themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's been a little bit since you've been in that position, but I think there's a lot of Clean Nation out there that feels like they have to be the one out there cleaning because of quality control. Maybe you can speak to everyone how you internally, like this is another internal thing, but it expresses out in the way that you provide service and the way that you bring on new clients. What would you say about someone who's concerned of getting out of the field and doing the cleaning themselves about how do they control quality? How do you do it with such a big team?
So I would say the first step is hire 1 to 2 people and train them to train other people. Mm-hmm. And if one of those don't work out or both don't work out, it's not the end of the world. You're going to go through a couple of people. It's going to take time to build that culture. And now for quality control, we have checklists that we give each team to leave at the house, and they both check each other's work, and they know neither of them is perfect, like check each other. And that's like our biggest success. And we do have also a full-time inspector that runs around and constantly is inspecting and helping them. So if she's catching stuff, it's a very positive, like, hey, this is what I noticed. I'm going to retrain you. And it's never like, oh, you sucked. Or if the client ever complains, we never assume that our cleaner was in that worst spot, because sometimes it's our best cleaners that get a complaint. We talk to them in person and just say, hey, this is a feedback. Do you have feedback for me? Mm-hmm. And usually it's like, oh yeah, they told us to skip that room or it was locked. So we just really keep the communication open always with the team and the client, and never, again, take anything personal or just do the blame game and help each other be inspecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Two really key things you said there. One is having a system of trainers, right? Training the trainers.
Yes.
And that double check system. I think it's really more like quality celebrations, you know, pointing out when they do it right, not just when they do it wrong. And then it's not really wrong. It's an opportunity to grow, to retrain. I love it. It sounds like what you've created is this full circle support system.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not judgmental.
It's not at all. And I always tell my team, I'm going to make mistakes. I am not perfect. Mm-hmm. And if you ever have feedback from me, like I'm all ears, just like I hope you do the same for me. So I just really make sure that they trust me so I can trust, we can all trust each other.
Oh, that's so big. And that really speaks, Kayla, to the culture that you've built, you being the team, the leader, right? And it comes from the top down, because if you're not being open, if you're not open to feedback, if you're saying, oh yeah, no, but that's not for me, locked up in your ivory tower and, you know, just no, then you can't expect them to feel receptive to feedback as well. So, love that. So amazing. And you've grown so much. Do you mind sharing with everyone what some of your growth has been since you came into our world? How much growth have you experienced?
There's so much growth, or a little bit of growth in every little area. Like I said, of course, the hiring has been night and day difference. Mm-hmm. Qualifying our clients and being proud of what we charge has been huge overcome, because before I felt like I needed to fit their budget and really work around them, which has actually allowed us to have company parties, pay our team more, and have better outfits for them and just make it better. And then another thing that I never realized until recently was it's okay to share your numbers with a coach and have a CFO make sure you are profitable and that your business is going well. I'm like, I didn't know I could share these numbers and have help.
So what you're saying is you actually should be making profit.
Yes.
An actual profit. And around here in our parts, that's 20%, by the way. Yes. Right? Your COGS, your cost of goods sold, should be 50%. Your overhead should fit within 30%. And 20% is a minimum profit every month. Imagine that profit. Yay. Yes.
And don't be scared of profit. It's not anything to feel bad about, or you're ripping people off. Like, you work hard and I work hard. And I heard a saying was like, never bash somebody with like the nice house or the nice car, because you'll never have it if you speak negatively. So same with your numbers. If you speak bad about it, or, oh, I'll never have that, like, you won't have it.
Exactly. And profit ends up being last instead of first. Profit first.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So lightning round. What's one myth in this industry you think that you would like to shed some light on? A myth.
I feel like everything goes back to people and hiring, because not even just us as like an owner or our team, there's a negative, or I used to think there was a negative outlook on cleaners, like, oh, it's the bottom of the work pole, or these people don't really want to go anywhere. And that's so not true. Like, some of these people want to build a career here. Others are in school to build up to their next thing. But I feel like what we're offering with the team is teaching them how to, what kind of company culture they want to be in. If they do have a career that they're looking at, what kind of environment do you want? What kind of flexibility do you want with your family? And I would say that's one of the biggest, I would say, myths, is there's such a negative outlook on it, but this is such an amazing, there's so many learning opportunities that you get in cleaning. I've learned so much when I started so young.
I know.
I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't do cleaning.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That's so true. Okay. So Clean Nation, hopefully you heard the little gold nugget in there. That's really huge. And I'm going to say it out loud for everybody, in case you missed it. The myth is that somehow the cleaners or cleaning in general is somehow bottom of the labor pool, bottom of the barrel people, that whole notion, and that they, you know, just want a paycheck, all that stuff, that negative stuff, that is a myth. And it's a mindset myth. That's even worse, because we take it like it's true, right? Like, oh, it's just true. They don't want to work, or they're, you know, so you can choose, Clean Nation. You can choose right now to not buy into that mindset myth and shift it right now, just the way Kayla did. Kayla herself was 16 years old as that brand new cleaner, making a life for herself, bringing herself up through the ranks in her entrepreneurial endeavor. So don't ever judge a cleaning book by its cover, right? Always build culture. And Kayla, you've done an amazing job with that. And that's why you are where you are today. So, okay. So Clean Nation, I want to encourage all of you. Kayla has been such a shining example of what's possible for you as well. If Kayla can do it, and she has, starting out at 16, didn't have a business degree, she didn't have anybody going, hey, here's your business in a box. She didn't have Mike, right, at the time. If she can do it, you can do it. And really, it starts with making a decision and taking an action. So right now, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. And if you're going to be really taking action today and getting support, go to /talk, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, and talk to one of our coaches. You might even get on the phone with Mike himself. I've heard, I can't guarantee, but sometimes he takes calls himself and talks to people. So get on it, take action. Kayla, thank you so much for being here with us. You've been amazing, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. So
yes, and hopefully we see some of you guys on the other side as well. Look forward to meeting you.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.